Hello and welcome to listening to information about calcium bentonite clay with Perry A. It's our Q&A time of the month and I'm excited to be here. I'd like to share with you to begin with an exciting event that's happening in Texas. It's called 2012 Cleanse-a-Tex. So it started by a gentleman with the New Earth Center in Austin, Texas. It's a body, mind, and spirit center. And they want to promote healthy eating, raw eating, and juicing. And they're offering a 10-day challenge. It starts March the 20th through the 31st. You don't have to be in Austin to do it. You can join them online if you have your own juicer and can get raw foods, prepare them yourself. But they're going to have a lot of programs, videos, and things online that will support you, suggestions, recipes, things of that nature. And if you live in the Austin area, they already have 6 juicing stations around towns where if you don't have time to prepare your meals, you can go by and buy your juice for the day or the week or, you know, sign up for something. And Beats Cafe is a sponsor, Daily Juice, and well, there's several of them. You can find out the information, go to CleanseATex, CleanseATex.com. And we're excited at Living Clay to be a part of it. They're using the Living Clay. They're giving in their cleanse kits. You don't have to buy the cleanse kits, but they are making them available. And we're also sponsoring the clay to add to the juice to get some of the juice bars. So we're excited to be promoting a healthy lifestyle and invite you and your friends to check in on it and join us. I think it's going to be a good way to start the new year. And there'll be more and more written about it. So sign up and then you'll get the newsletters as they come. But today we're going to talk about calcium bentonite clay and the benefits of it for your body. There are so many benefits, it's hard to know where to start. But if you have anything that hurts, the biggest problem with clay is people don't use it. If it hurts, put clay on it. If it feels uncomfortable, drink clay. It's just the most amazing, natural, God-given product that I've ever experienced in my life. It's a natural cleanse and a detoxifier. It's a catalyst that supports the body with energy and electromagnetic energy that's in the clay that resonates with the cells of the body. It has a very strong drawing capacity, so it pulls. When you apply it topically, you will feel it pulling venom out of an insect bite. It pulls the excess oils out of us, out of our face with blackheads and acne problems. It will pull gangrene out of an infection, and it speeds the healing process sort of from the inside out. So I'm going to go over now that I've given a little bit about it and check and see what questions we have in our Q&A. Let's see, Leslie Zook, Pretty Prairie, Kansas. Each morning I drink a small amount of a mixture of apple juice, grape juice, and vinegar. Does the vinegar have any effect on the living clay when I drink it each morning? Well, if you're not mixing it with the clay, it certainly won't have an effect. You know, you drink your juice mixture and then wait a little bit and drink your clay. I don't know if, you know, the vinegar would balance it or if they have different pHs. So I would just suggest taking a little bit afterwards. Christine in Houston, would clay be beneficial for urinary tract infections applied to the area or to consume? Yes. I have had one testimony of a lady who applied it vaginally for the itching and burning, and she also pushed some up in her, and she said the next time she went to the bathroom, a dark, smelly urine came out, and after that, her urine cleared up. Now, I get those occasionally, and I haven't had that experience, but I have found something that's very easy to take that I'm going to share with you, and it's called U-Track, the letter U-T-R-A-C-T, and it's made by Progressive Laboratories. You can get it online, and you just take a teaspoon and about 4 ounces of water. It has a little tiny bit of a sweet taste to it. You stir it up and drink it, and generally, if I catch it quick, one or two doses is all I need to stop the infection. It's very good, so I recommend that. And if you want to try the clay, you do it aggressively, okay? I would also consume it. Bill and Flagstaff, what is clay you would recommend for a facial cyst? Okay. I think the little typing got in there. What clay would you recommend for a facial cyst? I would recommend getting the clay mud or mask. If you're using living clay, it's one part clay to three parts of water. Shake it real good. You never want to stir clay because it's going to lump. So shake it. Let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes, and it's going to absorb the liquid, and it'll be about the consistency of a mud or a chocolate pudding or sour cream, something like that. And you can put that on your cyst. I would put it on thickly and leave it on there, let it dry, wash it off, put it on again, and keep treating it that way. And at nighttime, put a thin coat on, let it dry, and leave it on. So that's what I would do with those. Clay is excellent for any kind of facial outbreaks, skin problems, rashes, poison ivy, poison oak, shingles. It's just wonderful. All right. Good question today. Lots of them. Margie in Salem, what would you suggest for growing pains that disrupt sleep of a 4-year-old boy? Generally, a lot of those are associated with potassium. Give him a lot of bananas. I would give him a little clay, maybe a teaspoon and some apple juice. That's what my grandson takes. And then I would get the mud, the clay mud, the mask we were talking about, and rub it on his calves. And if you can rub a thin coat on at night before he goes to bed and just let it dry and sleep with it on, that may stop them entirely. But if they, you know, get some, he can rub that on there, and it brings oxygen and blood flow, and it sort of has those muscles relax, helps them to relax. Good question there. Would liquid clay be good to take chlorine out of hair and off the body after swimming in chlorinated swimming pools? I hate the smell, much less the health effects. Very definitely. You can wash your hair with it. You can take some of the clay mask with you to the shower and just rub it on your body, and then get in the shower and shower off, and it should absorb the odor and the chlorine just immediately. Excellent idea. Unlike you, you go home and even your bathing suit smells like chlorine. Okay, Sharon at Fort Collins, Colorado. For people who don't have a bathtub and can't get in a tub, would a foot soak work as an alternative? It will. It's not as effective as being able to get the whole body in there and open up more pores at one time, but it's better than nothing. So I would definitely suggest a foot soak. And it's very good for circulation of the feet, too. Older people, diabetic people that have poor circulation, a foot soak is wonderful. You can soak for a while and then just prop your feet up, let it dry a little while, rub it off at night. Again, put a thin coat on. All right, good questions here. Let's see if we have any more. Well, I've asked them all for a little while. Let me go back over to the phone line. We have a lot of people on the phone today, and I've got the line open. Let me close the line. Everybody's been so quiet, I hadn't noticed I hadn't muted you. If anyone would like to ask a question, if they'll press star 2, I can click and open you up, and you can ask me a question online. So if you'll click star 2 on your phone, there's one with a hand raised. Let's see, in Toronto.
That's me. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Yes. I don't have your name.
My name is Lila.
Lila, how are you today, and how can I help you?
I'm great today. I wanted to ask you, from having read your book, I'd like to know if you would would it be right for one to assume that if we eat food that is other than organic and natural, et cetera, from time to time, and have the clay in the evening before retiring, that the clay will facilitate the removal of the toxins from the body that were ingested with the food?
Very good question. I've advocated for a long time the most preventative thing you can do for your health. You're partially right. If you wait till bedtime to do it, a lot of what you consume that has toxins is going to already be absorbed into the body. So what I would do is take a little clay, keep a little bottle in your purse, and before you eat, just take a swig, just a little bit, so that anything you eat, it's going to pull out the toxins from. You can do a little swig before and a little swig afterward, kind of just box it in there and get all of it. It doesn't have to be a full 2 ounces, just a little bit, and you're going to capture any toxins from that meal. I wouldn't wait till bedtime because you're already going to have absorbed the toxins. So you want to catch them when you first put them in your body. But that's an excellent question. You don't have to wash your vegetables. You don't have to worry. Nowadays, organic doesn't mean anything when we have radiation coming across from Japan and BP oil spill, the fumes from the dispersant coming on shore and landing on our gardens. So, and most of these things are invisible. You can't see them. But so for peace of mind, get in the habit of just taking a sip of clay. It's really tasteless, and it's a beautiful clay. And just one sip, I mix it one part clay to eight parts water, shake it up good, and I have a bottle with me all the time. I drink it. I don't know how much I take during the day. I just take it on an as-needed basis before my meals, in the morning, a little at night, just because I like it. I like what it does for me. So I would recommend that. Do you think that would suffice, Lila? Well, Lila's off the line there. Okay. Do I have any other call? Well, here's another call. Hello? You're on the air with Perry. Hello? Well, they must have hung up, so... All right, I'll go back and look and see if we have any more questions that have popped up while we were chatting. Marge in Salem, how about use for sinus infections? Marge, I'm so glad you asked that. It's really good for sinus infections to put a poultice over your sinuses at night, just of the mud. Or morning or daytime, whenever you're having a sinus infection. And we have two sinuses above our eyebrows and two under the eyes. So you can do it in both places. And it's going to really help clear it out and get the drainage and the stuffiness out of the way. The other night, I had a sore on my tongue. I bit my tongue and I had a sore on it. And I put the dry powder clay on that side of my tongue. And then I went to bed, and I laid down, and I could feel the tingling going up my face and into my sinuses and up around my eye. I could feel the energy from the clay moving up. So possibly another way would just put some dry powder clay on your tongue at night and then lay down and go to sleep. And if you're up walking around, you don't notice your body. But if you're still, you can feel it working. It was very gentle. But I could just feel a little sensation in my face as it was going up my face. So I thought, Well, that might help with sinuses. So there are your two options for that one, and thank you for that question. Pamela in Lancaster again. How would you deal with a sore muscle in my arm? I would put the clay mud, or if you have the muscle rub, it's got a little tea tree oil and peppermint oil in it, and it's kind of like a mild icy hot, but if you don't, just take the clay mud and put it over that sore muscle. If it's on the inside of your arm, you may need to wrap some saran wrap around it to keep it from getting all over you. Or if you can, just hold your arm out and let it dry for a while. And then at night, put a thin coat on, let it dry, and sleep with it on. But generally, it will bring the blood flow and oxygen to the area, and it relaxes that muscle and allows the energy to flow. So it takes the soreness out, and it brings more circulation to the area. It's excellent for sore muscles. And by the way, so are clay baths. If you've done something extraneous muscle-wise for the first time of the year, you know, maybe you've been in the house most of the winter, and come spring you go out and work in your garden all day, or you're playing tennis or something you haven't done in a while. Maybe you're a skier and you haven't skied since last year, and you get on the slopes and you're using new muscles, and when you get in, you're going to start aching, and those muscles are going to let you know, the new ones that you have activated real quick. But a clay bath is absolutely wonderful. Get a hot clay bath, put a cup of clay, you know, you can blend it and then pour it in there, or if you want to sprinkle it lightly, but you're going to have a dusty bathroom and lumps, and you want to keep the lumps out. So I recommend putting it in a blender with some water, blending it and pouring it into your bath. Just be sure and wash your blender blades out. Get in and soak for a good 20 minutes. Put a towel behind your head, scooch down in the water, circulate the water, and keep it circulating. By the time you get out, I'm telling you, in about 15 minutes, the aches are gone. It's amazing. So there are two solutions for you for sore muscles. Thank you. Okay, Ginger says, how much clay should I put in water when I soak carrots, etc., before I juice them? I soak them in clay to get rid of the toxins. The problem with carrots is they are a root plant, and you don't know at what stage they started absorbing any toxins. So, again, I would just put some clay in your juicer with them, and then you're going to catch any toxins that are released that are in the carrots when you juice them. So I'd put the clay in your juice afterwards. And you may need to put a little more water in there because it's going to thicken it a little bit. But just put, if you have over an 8-ounce glass, I'd put a rounded teaspoon if you have just about an 8-ounce glass. But if you're doing a whole blender full, I'd put a tablespoon of the dry powder in with the juice and mix it real good, shake it real good. Your leafy vegetable that's more liable to pull the toxins out than the root vegetables, which may have been, you know, adding the toxins as the root is growing. So thank you for that question. That's a good question. Really good question today. My friend Janet Lancaster in San Diego. Hi, Perry. What comes to your mind when you see calcium bentonite referred to as organic? This seems definitionally impossible. Thank you. Well, I think that too. And yet there is something I read somewhere, and I need to look it up and get back with you on that. Clay is natural. So you don't fertilize it, you don't water it, you don't grow it. So it would naturally be pure, and that's all you're looking for. There may be a term, organic and inorganic clays, and I want to look that up and make sure I get it right and talk to you about that and see. It's more of a term for the mineral thingamajig. But technically speaking, it is impossible. I mean, it would definitely be considered, it's just natural. It's not organic, it's natural. It's God grown. It's not man grown, and where we fertilize it and we water it and we spray it for pesticides or anything like that. But that's a good question. I'm going to look that up, and I will email you a deeper answer on that when I get more information. Thank you. Okay, Pamela, again, a follow-up question from Lancaster. A friend has a tennis elbow. Do the same things as for the muscle in the arm? Absolutely. Tennis elbow, pack that elbow with clay real thick. Wrap it in some saran wrap or Glad press and seal to hold it in place. Do that several times. When you have an area that's inflamed and irritated, it's generally as hot to the touch, it's warm, that you've injured. When you put the clay on there, it takes the heat and the inflammation away. So that's why you want to change the clay periodically. You don't want to just leave it on all day. Change it and put fresh clay on. Tennis elbow, carpal tunnel, forget carpal tunnel surgery. Clay is a whiz at carpal tunnel. You just smother your wrist with clay, wrap it up and leave it on there and do that two or three times and it'll take all that soreness out. Good questions there. Boy, I love these questions, Dave. Here's one from Denise Walton, my friend in Chicago. Good afternoon, Perrier. Would you mention the Cleanse Texas website again and spell it out? I cannot retrieve it, and I'm anxious to participate. Yes, it's Cleanse, C-L-E-A-N-S-E, the letter A, and T-X, the abbreviation for Texas, cleanseatex.com. It's not T-E-X, it's just T-X. I hope a lot of you will join us for that. It's not into March. They're still getting more companies signing on and more different things. If you're in the Austin area, come to some of the events. They're going to have an opening and closing event and raffle off some juicers and dehydrators. And there's going to be tons of articles and videotapings from experts in the raw food and the juicing industry. Lots of recipes and lots of good support for everybody so you can get over those first few days and really stick with it. Bring your friends and have a challenge where you are and ask them to join you in this. You know, we need to start, we've just been a fast food world for so long and it's easy and quick. And all of us, if you live in a big town, they have juicing bars, and you're going to have a few vegan places around town that prepare raw meals. If you can find those, you know, this would be a good time to participate in that. I really encourage you to do it. Our whole office staff is going to do it. We're going to go down and get our juices at the first of the day for everybody at the office and bring them back. And so we're all committed to stay the course for 10 days, so. 10 days isn't long, and once you start juicing, you can either juice or do the raw. But I've juiced before, and after the first day or so, if you don't walk into a restaurant and smell the food, you're really not hungry, and your energy level just shoots up. It's absolutely amazing how good you feel. And why we resist doing it more often, I don't know. And, of course, these programs, they have balanced meal ideas and things to put in your juices so you're going to get enough protein and balanced minerals and supplements. So that's why it's good to sign up with this and go in. They're going to have a lot. They already have, if you go to New Earth Center in Austin, Texas, and he does a lot of programs out there, and they have a lot of recipes there too that they share. So that's another newearthcenter.com, or just put Austin, Texas beside it, and you'll find the email address for that one. But it's cleanseatx.com. Thank you for asking about that. And we'll get some feedback for some of the ones that have done it afterwards. Sharon Kraft in Albuquerque. Can I use clay while taking antibiotics? And if so, what is the best way? The antibiotics is one of the things you take that clay will fight and will probably draw the antibiotics, because antibiotics is using a live bacteria in a small amount to help you build up resistance. So you wouldn't take them together. What you need to do, depending on your antibiotic, is ask your pharmacist how long it takes your body to absorb the antibiotics. Once it's absorbed in the bloodstream, then take your clay, because clay isn't absorbed into the bloodstream. So that's a very good question. But no, you don't want to take it right with your antibiotic. Just find the safe time zone that you can take it. All right. Looks like we have run out of questions. I'd like to talk today a little bit about using clay for gums, dental, and teeth. It is such a good thing to brush your teeth with. You can either put the hydrated clay, I always like to put a little of the hydrated clay on top of my toothpaste because I like the flavor of the toothpaste, and brush your teeth, but you don't have to. You can just put the hydrated clay on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. You can dip it in the powder, but it really packs on your toothbrush, and your toothbrush looks dirty afterwards because it has that gray in it. But brushing your teeth, packing your gums with teeth, if you have a mouth ulcer, take some of the dry powder clay, pull your cheek out, and deposit it right on that. I was getting a mouth ulcer the other day, and I did that, and it just, like, the next day it had already shrunk, and then one more application, it was gone. And like when I bit my tongue and I had that sore on my tongue and I put the clay on my tongue, that was amazing that with the dry powder clay on my tongue, I could feel it go through the roof of my mouth up through my sinuses. I could feel it in the eye area. So it was just the energy I was feeling that it was opening up the blood flow and the circulation in that area. I may put dry powder on my tongue again without a sore on my tongue, just to get that opening up and that energy and blood flow going. We have so many ways we can use the clay that we're not using it. Packing your gums with the clay will keep your gums bacteria free. It will pull the bacteria up and it keeps them healthy. It keeps the blood flow circulating to them. Good pink gums. You don't want, if you have bleeding gums, you really need to pack your clay. If your gums bleed easily when you brush your teeth or something, you need to pack them with clay. I just put the clay powder, I pull my cheek out, I get a little popsicle stick and drop it between my cheek and gums as best I can. And I just sleep with it in all night. It's an excellent way to treat your teeth and gums. I've had some people who have said it's helped pull out an abscess on a toothache, an infection, and remember to do that. Okay, here's one more question from Kazoo in Venice Beach, California. Will clay help receding gums and gum pockets? Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about right now. You get that clay and pack it in there around your gums. I am wearing braces. I'm 73 and I'm wearing braces for a bite problem. But when I went to get my teeth cleaned the other day, they were amazed at how I didn't have plaque built up, and they asked what I was doing. Well, aside from brushing, and I cannot stand to have food in my braces, so of course I'm brushing 3, 4, however many times. If I put food in my mouth, I want to brush them afterwards. But I brush with the clay powder. I mix up a little clay powder. I put a little bit of baking soda, some cloves in there, a little stevia, a little peppermint oil. I make my own tooth powder, and I brush my teeth with that. And it has helped keep the plaque down, as well as I gave some to my assistants there at the dental office. They've used it, and one of them has receding gums, and she said the doctor said if you know, if it doesn't stop, they're going to have to do a little grafting there. Well, she used it, and she said, I could feel it tightening my gums back to my teeth the first time I used it. So just plain clay, if you want to add some little things to it, you can play with it and see, but you can't beat just plain clay for your gums. Thank you for that question. All right, we're about out of time today. I don't want to wear anybody out. I want you wanting to come back and hear more and bring your questions. It's so much fun to address these questions with you and know that we have people out there that are curious, and it helps me when I'm writing articles to know what to address when I have a question. It brings up things that I may not have covered. So I appreciate your questions. I appreciate your support, your loyalty, and I appreciate the fact that you have found clay and are using it. And it'll keep you out of the doctor's office, reduce your medical bills, prescription bills, and keep you young. So go out there with a young heart, a young spirit, and a young body, and enjoy this beautiful day. In Texas, it's a gorgeous kind of day today. And you need to be outside and play. That's spelled P-L-A-Y. Take time to play. Thank you, and see you next time.